Canada HR News on November 27, 2023. I'm Elena Bobereva. In today's episode, we talk about the first unionized Starbucks in Quebec and the situation with the strike of major unions in this province. AI robots developed at UBC that may revolutionize construction industry. Safety measures for lobster fishers during the lobster season in Nova Scotia, and other topics. To get the latest HR updates, follow us on X at CAD HR News and LinkedIn at Canada HR News Podcast. A Starbucks on Chicoutimi's main drag in Saguenay, in Quebec, made history in the province, becoming the first of the iconic coffee shop chain to unionize. A news release from the National Federation of Unions said that Administration Labor Tribunal granted union certification to the cafe at 1331 Talbot Boulevard, meaning that around 30 employees will become union members. According to the release, employees filed an application for unionization in July. Several major Quebec unions are still on strike. CTV News reports that the major federation of teachers' unions, which represents 66,000 primary and secondary teachers, is on an indefinite strike. The Federation of Healthcare Workers, that includes 80,000 nurses, nursing assistants, respiratory therapists, and other clinical professionals, is holding another two-day strike next Thursday and Friday, affecting the vast majority of healthcare institutions in Quebec. Negotiations for the renewal of collective agreements are continuing with the Quebec government. Last week, the province's premier said he was prepared to improve his offer if the unions concerned showed more flexibility in the organization of work. The unions replied that they were waiting to see what this improved offer would include before commenting. University of British Columbia's Faculty of Applied Science researchers are transforming construction vehicles, such as cranes, forklifts, and excavators, into smart construction robots powered by AI. Dr. Tony Yang, a professor of civil engineering and a lead researcher of the Smart Structures Lab, explains how these robots will help to speed up construction times, make construction sites safer, and address labor shortages in the industry. UBC's smart construction robots are able to recognize objects, performing detailed scans of structural components for quality assurance. Aerial drones can capture details at a construction site that are used to create a digital twin, a simulation of the actual site. The robots can then precisely place objects on site and check against the digital twin to ensure they are building according to plan. Most important, UBC's robots make autonomous decisions. If a robot is asked to build a wall and it senses an obstacle, it can decide how to navigate around the obstacle and complete its task without needing a human operator. The robots can also detect if a worker shows up in a danger zone, and they will instantly stop work to prevent injury. Conventional on-site construction requires extensive labor and time, a pressing issue in an industry facing a skilled labor shortage and increased housing demands. According to the UBC researchers, smart construction robots have the capacity, efficiency, and safety measures to alleviate those needs. Robotic sensors can check a structural component 1,000 times per second, and they will not tire and make judgment errors. The researchers say that this technology is ready for deployment now and can be quickly scaled up to use all around the world. This episode is brought to you by CareerGoals.ca, a career and image consulting agency committed to making your career dreams come true. You can get the job search playbook that will set you up for success in your career at CareerGoals.ca. Lobster fishing season in Nova Scotia is about to start, bringing excitement and opportunity, but also great risk. The government is reminding fishers that weather checks should be a part of fishing crews' daily hazard assessment throughout the season, and they shouldn't head out to sea if conditions are dangerous. Specifically, health and safety laws require all crews to wear a life jacket or other personal flotation device. The government is also reminding fishers about hoist safety this season. Hoists are high-risk equipment that can injure or kill workers if they fail. Fishers are required to conduct a formal, written inspection of hoists annually and conduct a visual inspection of all hoist and rigging equipment before each use. In our November episode last year, we reported that fishing is among the most dangerous occupations in Canada. According to the report from the International Fish Safety Foundation, more than 100,000 fishing-related deaths occur each year globally, and nearly 300 fishers die each day. The Canada Revenue Agency has denied or adjusted $458 million in funds disbursed to employers through a pandemic-era wage subsidy program as a result of a partially completed auditing process. The program subsidized businesses' staff wages by 75% in hopes of encouraging companies to hold on to their employees during the COVID-19 pandemic. Overall, the program disbursed about $100 billion in wage subsidies. A report from Auditor General Karen Hogan last year warned that thousands of businesses that received wage subsidies may not have been eligible for the program after finding their GST and HST filings didn't show a sufficient drop in revenue to qualify. The recent report finds the majority of employers that received the subsidy were highly compliant. Most claim adjustments were related to calculation errors and lack of documentation rather than ineligibility. Out of the $5.53 billion worth of audits completed by the end of March, $325 million in claims were reduced or denied. The agency found problems with claimants who used a third party to prepare their applications, with 85% of audits for such claims resulting in funding being reduced or denied. The report says the vast majority of these cases were linked to small businesses with 25 or fewer employees. The CRA says it has already applied more than $15 million in penalties in relation to these files as of the end of September. The CRA's audit of the program is ongoing and is expected to continue until at least 2025. Reuters reports that Manulife Investment Management announced that they cut 250 jobs globally. The layoffs are limited to Manulife Investment Management across its offices in US, Canada, Britain, and Asia. The job cuts impact roughly about 2.5% of the total number of staff in Manulife's Wealth and Asset Management unit, according to a source. So far, Bank of Nova Scotia has announced 2,700 job cuts, Royal Bank of Canada has cut about 1,800 jobs, and Bank of Montreal has laid off employees at its capital markets division. Canada's top 100 employers have been revealed by MediaCorp Canada. Now, in its 24th edition, this competition recognizes employers with exceptional human resources programs and forward-thinking workplace policies. Editors at MediaCorp review employers on 8 criteria, which have remained consistent since the project's inception: workplace, work atmosphere and social, health, financial and family benefits, vacation and time off, employee communications, performance management, training and skills development, and community involvement. The editors publish detailed reasons for selection for these criteria. They provide transparency in the selection of winners and a catalog of best practices for other employers and job seekers alike. According to MediaCorp, The companies selected as this year's finalists understand that retention and employee satisfaction isn't something that happens, but it is something they actively seek to develop and improve. These companies try to anticipate employees' needs before they become a necessity and make improvements continuously. Detailed reasons for selection explaining why each of the winners was chosen were also released on the competition homepage. For the link to the homepage, see the episode description. And this was Canada HR News. Please leave us a rating and a comment in Apple Podcast and on our YouTube channel. You can also find us in Spotify and other platforms. For more information on the topics discussed today, see the episode description and connect with us on X at CAD HR News and LinkedIn at Canada HR News Podcast.